بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Salman Naghavi, my guest speaker, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum and greetings to you, Sayyid.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
You're welcome. We have started discussing one of the nicest chapters of the Quran. It's giving us heads up, a kind of admonition about the day of resurrection or judgment day, Surah Al-Takfir. And we have covered, a couple of concepts regarding it, starting with the nomenclature, the reason of revelation, and the first three verses of this chapter, actually. Well, before we move on to the fourth verse of this chapter, let's listen to a few verses of this chapter, Surah Al-Takfir. And then when we get back, we actually ask our guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naghavi, more about this chapter to shed more light on different concepts and themes, let's say, of this chapter in general and the verses in particular. Stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا الشمس كورت
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness
وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ
And when the stars fall dispersing
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ
And when the mountains are removed
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ
And when full-term she-camels are neglected
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And my guest speaker, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, Sayyid Salman Naghavi. Well, Sayyid, we talked about the first three verses of this chapter, Surah Al-Takfir. Let's begin our discussion on the actually fourth verse of this chapter. It reads... According to the translation provided by Ali Ghuli Gharai, when the pregnant camels are neglected, right? What are we talking about? What are we looking at here?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, as we were saying that this chapter is talking about the events, the tumultuous events taking place, mm-hmm. upheavals taking place,
Before
the day of resurrection.
Yes.
And there are about 12 scenarios that are being, 11 or 12 scenarios that are being mentioned here.
Yes.
Some of them leading up to the events of the day of resurrection, the events leading up to the day of resurrection, and then the day of resurrection itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they all, some things which are coming to be as surprises.
Yes.
Iza, with the term Iza in Arabic. Iza is mentioning, is specifying the time, which is at a time which is going to come at as a surprise,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden.
Yes.
So it's for, in Arabic, it's called for mufajat, something which comes abruptly.
Yes.
Without any warning. So all of these scenarios that are being depicted here are going to happen in such a way. And one of them, which is there in the fourth verse, is talking about Idhal Ishar wa Idhal Ishar Uttilat. Ishar is the plural form of Ashair. And it refers to most known explanation for it is the pregnant camel.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 months into pregnancy and it's on the verge of giving birth. And such a female camel
mm-hmm.
is considered to be a very valuable and precious thing for the Arabs. It's because it's not only the camel, which is taking care of the traveling and burdens and for the conveyance and travels, but it's also giving birth to a new camel. A camel is born because of that. So it's a very, very precious thing in the eyes of the Arabs. And it's mentioned here that in such a scenario, in such a situation, these camels, which are so precious and valuable things for the Arabs, they will be left without anyone taking care of them, because Utilat means that there will be no one taking care of them.
Mm. Overlooked.
They will be unattended. Mm-hmm. No one will be attending to them.
Yes.
Because the situation will be so bad that every person will be running for his life.
Mm.
No one will be taking care of anyone.
Yes.
Not even family members, not even parents will not be able to take care of their children. The children will not be able to take care of their... In other verses, it is mentioned such a scenario, such a situation. So everything will be left on its own. So these camels will be left unattended, and they will be they will be in a state of neglect.
Yes.
And they will... So that is the scenario which is being depicted here. Of course, another meaning of Asha'ir can be also... clouds, and clouds are also similar to camels in the sense that maybe they're pregnant with water, and they can start to
rain,
but the situation will be such that they will not be raining at that time, so they will also be coming to a situation where they will not be able to let the water go down.
Drop, yes.
And so they will also be neglected, or they will stop working or whatever. But the more famous, the more well-known tafsir and explanation is that it means the camels will be in such a situation.
Okay.
In any case, it's just trying to explain that the situation at that time will be a very volatile situation.
Volatile, yes. Even if you're actually dealing with the emergency, but the emergencies are not going to be handled at that time because of something quite bigger and more shocking than this, right?
Exactly.
More emergent. Thank you very much, Sayed. Let's take a short break, and then we come back after the break and we continue our program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Quran Quest on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayed Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, my guest speaker here in the studio, explaining more about the different verses of chapter or Surah Al-Takfir. Well, Sayed, we have covered up until the fifth, verse of this chapter, excluding the fifth one, of course. Now, the fifth verse, talks about the wild beasts or wild animals, right? When the wild beasts are mustered. What is it trying to say?
وَإِذَا الْوَحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. Yes, وَحُوش means animals, wild animals, predators. They don't usually herd together, but the situation will be such at that time that when they see things, the mountains are moving and maybe earthquakes are taking place, water is changing into fire, maybe, as it is going to be mentioned. So the environment happenings are taking place which are so creating an atmosphere of fear and awe that the animals will be in such a condition that they will be herding together, trying to protect each other. They are wild animals. They don't usually come together. They don't gather together. They don't herd together.
They're not social animals.
They're not animals. which are, for example, the wild animals. But when you see they go on a stampede, sometimes when there's some sort of happening, some occurrence which makes them afraid or fear, they all start running, stampeding.
Yes.
But herding together as if they are going to protect and safeguard each other from the impeding danger and calamity which is going to befall them. They sense some sort of emergent situation which they can't control.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the scenario which is being depicted here. إِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ. But again, we do have another explanation here, which has been given by Allama Tabatabai.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he says that animals, they are also going to be resurrected.
Oh.
So here, وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ.
Right.
Hashr means to be resurrected. Or the day of Mahshar, we call the day of judgment, or the day of resurrection to be the day of Hashr. Hashr is when they are brought back to life.
But
the resurrection of the, as human beings are going to be resurrected.
Well, for the human beings, we know that because they are given this free will and duty, so they're going to be asked about it. What they have done, for example, in this short period of time that they are living in this world, right? But yes. What about the animals? Are they going to be asked about their, for example, behaviors or acts?
Actually, let's try to understand why he says this.
Uh-huh.
What is his reasoning for this?
Yes.
The reasoning, he refers to another verse of the Holy Quran,
right,
where it is being mentioned. I think it's the Surah An'am, the sixth Surah, the chapter An'am, yes, where it is being mentioned, the 38th verse, where it is being mentioned that all animals, even birds, they are like, they are nations like you. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا طَائِرٍ يَطِيرُ بِجَنَاحِهِ إِلَّا أُمَمٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يُحْشَرُونَ. There's no living thing on the earth, or there's no bird which has wings flying in the air.
Yes.
But they are nations and tribes like you human beings. And we have mentioned, we have not neglected, we have not left anything which is going to, which is happening in the world, in the book of knowledge, that is the Lawhi Mahfuz in the law. The Allah Almighty's all-knowing Lawhi Mahfuz, where everything is mentioned, everything is contained. Even these things are mentioned in that Lawhi Mahfuz,
mm-hmm,
and they are and they will all be brought back to they will be resurrected.
Right.
So this is pointing to the fact that even animals will also be resurrected. So this is just pointing out and indicating to this fact.
Mm-hmm.
But Allama Tabatabai says it's not very clear, and we don't have any other verses or any ahadith which tells us about their resurrection and what will happen, why will they be resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
They will be answerable for something to the amount of consciousness they have. They may be, that may be so. So this is another opinion, this is another possibility, but the more probable one is the first one.
Mm-hmm, I see. Thank you very much, Sayed. Thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Quran Quest, on IRIB English Radio. And if you have missed this program or any other programs, you can easily access them, in fact, on iranradio.ir. Well, with me, Mohammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sayed Salman Naghavi, my guest speaker, faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.